And that CD is called Traveling. As I mentioned, an appropriate enough tune to head into our road trippin' mama. And Andrea Cordonnier, who for 9 weeks now has been traveling around. She left her home in Burritt's Rapids for a summer behind the wheel. And like any well-planned vacation, she decided to take her four kids with her, aged 4 to 9, and their only agenda for the summer to find adventure. That's exactly what they've done. They've meandered their way to the West Coast. Now they're heading home, and with only 6 days left on the family trip, we have reached Andrea for our weekly check-in. Hello there, Andrea.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm fine. What is the mood right now? How are you feeling?
You know what? We're outside right now, just outside Buffalo Jump Interpretive Center, and the kids are running around because they're getting tired. I think they're a little sleep deprived, and it was a fabulous need to get outside and do a little running around. And I do apologize if our call today is you hear a little wind in the background, but I found out that this is the windiest spot in Canada.
Oh, excellent. What a perfect place for you to go with a cell phone,
Andrew. Exactly. I'm kind of hiding behind a now, so people think it's probably kind of strange me on the phone hiding behind a bush.
I'm sure you don't look suspicious at all.
Yeah, not at all.
The wind has sort of cut out a couple of key syllables for you here. So just for the people who didn't hear, you did say you're at Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Just for those people who may not have seen it before, can you describe it for us?
Sure. It's really a fabulous spot. It's kind of rolling hills. It's grasslands. The sky today is not as blue as it has been. It's got a little bit of haze over it. And then they've got these beautiful hills, and this is where the buffalo were actually run over and to their deaths. Smashed to their deaths. And so you get this great grassland and then this rocky outpost, and you can see thousand miles around. It's absolutely outstanding.
And you're not feeling at risk in any way when you're standing near that infamous edge, right?
No, not at all, but it's very funny. I'm standing here facing a big giant sign that says, "Caution, wild animals. Hike only in groups. Make noise along the way. Watch over children."
And what do? You creep off by yourself, leaving your children alone to talk to us on a phone behind a bush.
Well, we haven't gone on the trail yet, so that'll be the next part. So if you don't hear from me next week, you'll know we've been eaten by cougars or something.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll hope that maybe something wonderful will have happened to you instead. But now, given the fact that you have been traveling around with the kids, you said they were starting to get tired running around right now. Is that a good or a bad thing?
You know,
Oh, I think we may have just... Andrea, are you still there? Are you still there? Oh, now, I don't think she's trying to just avoid the question. I don't think, ladies and gentlemen. There's a very good chance that we've just... The winds were so strong at that moment. We may have... We're going to try and connect to Andrea again. Here, perhaps some appropriate music for you. I think have we got... Yale Tavern on August 30th as well. Now, speaking of people who are not average in any way whatsoever, Andrea Cordonnier, we had moments ago on the phone, our road trip and mama. And unfortunately, just as we started talking about if we don't hear from her, cougars may have attacked her, she suddenly vanished off the radio. But I'm told that she was not attacked by wild animals. In fact, she is back on the line. You're okay, right, Andrea?
I am now crouching behind a garbage can and a light stand.
Oh, much more glamorous.
It is. That's part of my glamorous life. What can I say? So you were asking me about the kids and about being tired. And, you know, I'm sad. It saddens me because with 6 days left to go, we're now on a schedule to get home. I have to be home by the 26th. I have a day of school on the 27th.
Right.
And, you know, it saddens me because we've had no schedule and it's been very flexible. And I've, for the first time in the whole trip, I've had to use the words, you know, okay, we've got 10 minutes left. We have to get in the car and go. And I really, really, you know, that makes me sad.
Okay.
But what can you say? Well, I've had 9 weeks holiday. I guess I can't really complain.
And how do the kids react to that when you say it?
Oh, you know, hostily probably, you know. yeah, it's definitely not going to be a smooth ride back as it has been in the last, you know, 8.5 weeks. But, you know, again, c'est la vie. So
I'm sure this is...
We had a fabulous week, though. So.
Okay, tell me a little bit of what you did in BC last week before you headed into Alberta.
We kissed my parents goodbye in White Rock, and we headed up to my cousin Becky's ranch in Barnhart Vale. And that's a huge ranching area, and that's where my my dad's side of the family comes from.
Right.
So we were up in cow camp. My cousin leases 60,000 acres at the headwaters of Scotch Creek, which is in the mountains, very high above the Shuswap. So it's very rugged. So my poor Vanny was taken basically off roads on these logging roads and survived, which I'm happy to say. So it's, you know, three generations of my family being running sheep or cattle up there. So it was quite an emotional time for us. And when we were up in camp, we were sitting around the campfire, and she brought her two young grandkids with us. And we were, you know, I was brought to tears because we both said the only thing that would have made it better is if her dad, my dad, were up there and they were swapping stories about their, you know, days driving sheep up there. So,
right. Do you have many stories of that time in the story? Have you heard many tales of sort of what that was like for them?
No, not really. I heard more through Becky, really, than I've heard from my dad. It's one of those things you kind of have to, you know, get him going on. And I think if he was around his brother and he came from a family of 10 kids, and if he was around his brothers and sisters, I think that's when they'd really get going. And maybe, you know, a couple of beers thrown in there for the you know, to stir everything up. But, yeah, we were up there. We were doing a little riding, a little horseback riding, getting on the quads, picked a ton of huckleberries and blueberries. They were just dripping off the bushes. We sat in the creek there and drank the water straight from the stream, which you can't really do a lot these days. And it was really quite stunning, and again, it was quite a moving experience for me. So,
and what about the sleeping arrangements? Are you still sleeping in the tent?
No, we're not. The weather has been so amazing. It's been actually scorching hot. It's been 38, 39 degrees. So we've just given up on the tent and pitching the tent. Is we just sleep under the stars now. We arrive, throw the tarp out, roll the five sleeping bags out, and everybody hops in, and we sleep under the stars, and it's been fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah, it has been. And we've only had one sort of incident. We've had a backpack incident, which everything's gone so smoothly until now. We did. We went to see the Caravan Theater production in Armstrong of Mother Courage and Her Children.
Oh, yeah.
And if you recall, a couple of years ago, they were in town doing snow show at the experimental farm.
Right.
So anyways, the production was fabulous. It's an outdoor show, and they bring wagons around with all the actors on them and all the props and stuff. So, you know, end of the night, it was 10 o'clock or so. My kids were getting tired. I carried a couple of them to the van. And pitch black, got everybody loaded in. My cousin's there. And I put my backpack down on the ground, and I get in my van, and we drive away. And we drive an hour away. And I unload the kids and put them to bed, and at 11:30 realize, oh my goodness, my backpack with my $2,000 camera, all my identification, credit cards, birth certificates, health cards, you know, sis boom ba, is in that backpack sitting in the middle of the parking lot on this farm.
Maybe becoming a prop for Mother Courage. We don't know.
Yeah, that's right. So here I'm a mother discouraged at this point. So I have to make the phone the police and make the report and call my husband and wake him up in Ottawa in the middle of the night and say, you know, what should I do? And I decided basically, look, if it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be still sitting in that parking lot tomorrow morning. So I ended up going to bed, getting a few hours sleep, woke up in the morning at 5 o'clock, was on the road by 5:02, and drove back out to Armstrong about an hour away, drove up to the gate was locked, hop over the gate, and sure enough, there's the backpack. Somebody's picked it up and hung it on a fence post, and everything was all intact.
Everything was there? Everything was still in the backpack?
Every single thing, including a wad of cash. I mean, everything. I knew it.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah. So thank you, you know, to whoever found it and put it up. And, you know, I knew the crowd there was great, and those guys are a class, you know, class act. So,
well, and in some of those situations when you lose stuff like that, you don't even know what the right thing, when you find stuff like that, you're not even sure, do I bring this to the police? Where do I bring this? And they somehow knew you would just find it at the fence post.
But I would just turn around and come back, and as they say, all's well that ends well, I suppose, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you looking forward to over the next few days?
Wow. Well, we're looking at doing sort of one event or one place a day. So, you know, today was Head to Smash and Buffalo Jump. And we're going to be going to, you know, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat. So I don't know exactly. I'll have to get my map out, and I just couldn't do that with the wind because it would have blown over the edge of the cliff.
Which would be bad, yes.
I want to go to Grasslands. We're going to be skipping Dinosaur Provincial Park because we just don't have time to do it properly. And, you know, so there's going to be a few things that kind of fall off our agenda because of the time.
Is that going to be one of the things the kids are upset?
Head towards Medicine Hat, so.
Is that going to be one of the things the kids are really upset about?
No, because we went to Drumheller, I think they've kind of resigned themselves. And also, I always give them warning. I always, you know, talk about it a little bit in advance so that they have time to get used to the idea. So,
right.
And you know what? There's a couple of them are like, let's just get in the car and drive straight home, and let's just sleep in our cozy bed day after tomorrow. And the other two are, no, we only get this vacation once in a lifetime. We want to stay. So anyways, we'll be home in 6 days, and everybody will get their wish for sure.
All right. So the charm of sleeping under the stars is wearing off on some of them.
Well, that part is really nice. But I think it's just the idea of being home. Plus, we get a new don't pull the garbage can away, Nan. I'm not going to be able to hear. plus, we got a new dog waiting for us at home, too. So that's they're pretty excited about that.
You can't compete with the new puppy. Come on now. You expect
kids,
us
kids and dogs, never trying to compete with them, as they say. So.
Well, yeah, and listen, your cover's been blown now. The garbage can is being removed. So I better let you get back to the kids.
Cristiano had to find me for sure. That's when it goes with the four-year-old territory, I suppose. So.
All right.
Excellent. And I understand I'll be talking to you again next week.
You will be talking to me on Monday next week. Your
excellent.
Usual
thanks,
time.
Alan.
Okay, thanks, Andrea.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Andrea Cordonnier is our road tripping, hiding behind bushes, dodging behind garbage cans mama. And next week we're going to be talking with her as she wraps up her great adventure in Burritt's Rapids.